Afternoon, Rod is here coming at you live, well not really live as it's recorded, coming at you from Rodder's HQ, or the Rod Cave as I'd like to call it, but I think that might get me in trouble somehow. Sounds a bit off, doesn't it? But anyway, I just thought I'd give you a gig update of a gig I did last week, Thursday, the 9th of May. I did a comedy gig at the Rising Sun pub in Reading at a nice night called Laughing Coyote. Now, this turned out to be one of the most beneficial gigs for me. I didn't have the biggest of audiences, but I think I learned a lot more than any other gig that I've ever done. Comedy is a huge game of trial and error, and you learn from every single performance you do. And on the bill that night was a wonderful comedian, or comedienne. I don't know if they consider that sexist or not, but I always like to call the female ones comediennes, and the blokes comedians. Comedians would be, I guess, a something that was both. But anyway, there was one of those called Izzy Lawrence on the bill. Absolutely hilarious. Very, very funny. Probably one of the sharpest people I've seen live doing comedy. And she gave me some advice. She gave some general advice along the lines of, when you're doing comedy, it's easy just to fall into the trap of just trying to make the audience laugh, because after all, that's sort of the goal. And you just end up saying things that get laughs, but you don't really care about. And as a comic, if you want to be good, if you want to be different and sort of, I guess, true to yourself, do jokes that mean something to you. I mean, it sounds like an obvious thing, but... And then something she said that was very... very sort of perceptive, she said, look at some of the most successful comedians. What makes them successful is the very thing that shouldn't make them successful. For example, Johnny Vegas, fat, northern, and whiny. Especially all their negative traits are making them what they are. John Richardson, he's OCD, lonely, and neurotic, and a bit nuts. And that is the very reason he's so brilliant. So she basically said to me, sort of... I guess, take a look in the mirror, man, and find out what you really are, and do some stuff that means something to you. I think that's a point, because I've been holding back on that. I've been holding back, sort of hiding behind a persona for a while. A not very well thought through persona. I'm not really a comic character comedian. But I need to do some more stuff about me being a form of, being a philosophy graduate, and a former philosophy student. I want to put some of that, some of what I think about most, into my sets. So I've got a lot of rewriting to do, because I don't want to say something that any old comic could say. I want to say something that only I could say. So that's my thoughts for the day, and that's my gig report for the, when was it, 9th of May or something. Rodder's out.